This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, where today on Aesthetica, we're actually talking, it's almost, we've got an incredibly international flavour today, where I'm really pleased to have our next guest from the 2014 Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And they were... fresh from their Barry Award nominated sellout season of last year's Melbourne Comedy Festival, and sellout seasons at the Edinburgh Fringe and the London Soho Theatre, UK sketch comedy duo Max and Ivan are back to spin a bewitching tale of love, loss and shatterproof rulers in 2014 with the reunion. Ivan and Max, I'd really like to welcome you to Aesthetica, but more particularly to Joy 94.9 today.
Thank you so much for having us. Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
I love your accent.
I love your accent.
He's a sucker for an accent.
I'm putting it on. I'm French, really.
Yeah, okay. But it's really great to have you here. And as I said earlier in the show, I was at the gala, and a great performance by you guys there. How did you enjoy the gala?
It was amazing. What a wonderful experience. It was our first time performing in the Palais.
A beautiful Palais. Mm-hmm. We got to watch one of the galas last year and sit and be overwhelmed by the size. And yeah, it was an amazing lineup of people, obviously. Mm. A delight. Mm. And I couldn't think of a more glorious way to kick off the festival.
I think it's a great start to the festival. And it was televised last night. I think too, what it is for people that enjoy the comedy festival, I am a bit of a follower of the festival. I think too that if you've made up your mind and you've done some pre-bookings, you actually go there and you think, oh, I'd really like to go and see that person or that person. I mean, I know that you don't get a lot of time at the gala because they try to fit so many people in, and it's 3 or 4 minutes. However, you really get a great snapshot of what the comedians are like.
Absolutely. And I think last year Ronnie Cheng was one of the mega success stories of the gala, because everyone saw him just smash his 3.5 minute set, and then he instantly sold out his run and had extra dates booked and everything. So
we've discovered that people have actually returned tickets to our show having seen our set at the gala. It was great. I don't think I had a point. I was just being positive.
Yeah. And I think it is a bit of a blast, and you just see so many. Now, tell me, your show this year is called The Reunion. Mm-hmm. So tell us about, without giving too much away, tell us about the show or what you both do in it.
Well, it was inspired, the genesis of the show was inspired by a Facebook message that I received from a long-forgotten school friend who pointed out that it was coming up to 10 years since my school class had finished their GCSEs, the British exams that you do when you're 16, and hadn't time flown. And I don't know if you get, if on Facebook, if you these days on messages, people can add other people to messages, to these group messages. And suddenly I was seeing all these names that I'd forgotten and friends of friends. And suddenly, very vividly, this kind of school year that I used to have kind of built back up before our eyes. And then Ivan and I started chatting about school in general.
Yeah, and instead of going to his school reunion, we just wrote a show about it.
Yeah, it didn't bother me. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, probably much nicer.
Yeah, exactly. Who's got time for that? We just, co-opted that. But yeah, it's a show about, it's the class of 2004 having their 10-year college reunion, and in our show we play the entire school year, their friends, lovers, enemies, teachers, gatecrashers, school bullies, kind of everyone, and without any props or scenery, you see all of those people, and you see them at school, and you see how they've aged and how they've changed and what's happened. So we attempt to spin some sort of thread tying it all together.
So there's not much content in the show.
No, it's basically we just make it all
up. It sounds a really, you know, busy show with lots of characters.
Many a character.
I was having a joke I said there was not much in the show.
If you like accents, then our show is definitely the one to come to because we do at least 7
accents galore.
Really, yeah. So that's really good. So tell me about what else are you doing in the UK? About when you're doing a lot of live stand up there.
Yeah, well, I mean, we performed at the reunion for the first time at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival last year, the Edinburgh Fringe, in fact, as it's known, and then we went to had a brilliant run at the Soho Theatre, which is one of our favourite places in the UK to perform. So it was good. It was great to do it again. It also meant we could whip the show into shape for Melbourne to make sure it's nice and shiny and glistening.
Yeah, I actually saw a interview you'd done at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I love the Edinburgh Fringe. I lived in Glasgow for a couple of years, and every year I used to go. And Ivan, I believe you don't mind a frock.
A frock?
isn't
is this this might have been a few years ago.
Oh, was that a few years ago?
Nowadays, is it? I mean, nowadays I only wear frocks backstage and in my spare time, on stage.
Oh, spiritually, however.
Spiritually.
Spiritually, perma frock.
But as you know, as Max said, we play a whole host of characters and a lot of them are girls. And we do.
Van played a nubile, well, not particularly nubile, mature student
in the gala
set. Stacey Potter, a sensual relationship there.
Yeah, and I think too that it's great. As I was talking to Rama before, and she's got, I think she's is playing 20 characters in her show, and I think it's really great. It really keeps an audience focused on because you've got to actually think, oh, yeah, another character. It's really good to have that diversity of roles.
Yeah,
and I think that's really great. I personally like that.
Ah, thank you.
And so that's really good. Now, you've got a big season starting up from March 27, which
indeed.
Is this
indeed.
Week.
It's
I
coming.
Don't want to put any panic in your in your bones there, but
it really is,
it
this,
is
week.
This week. And you're playing till the 20th of April.
Yes.
And there's... I'm sorry. You're in the powder room,
the lovely
at the
powder
town
room
hall.
In
yes.
the town hall, and yes. we'll be outside the town hall every night with our flyers.
Spruiking,
so
yeah.
Just have a chat.
Spruiking away. That's
have
a word we learned last year for the first time. Spruiking. We'll
spruiking.
Be.
Yeah,
yeah,
spruiking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think too, Max, that's what's good about the comedy festival is that often if you're not quite sure what you know, if you've done your bookings and you think I'd like to see a bit more, there's nothing better. A for atmosphere. B for seeing the comedians and getting a bit of a flavour of the person, I dare say. If someone, if they are spruiking, Mark, and they come along and say, in a bit of a conversation, you think, yeah, I'd really like to see that show. And you can just go along and...
Yeah, know. It's almost a show in itself, standing outside of the town hall.
Oh, so. Melbourne Town Hall at the Comedy Festival.
Well, everyone's so nice in Australia. We cut our teeth on the bitter streets of Edinburgh, where people are so jaded and busy and hostile and cold. But everyone here is so lovely that if you mention that you've got a show and you happen to have a flyer, you can just have a really nice, genial and genuine conversation with people, which is kind of unheard of. Really.
Yeah, it took us aback a bit to begin with. We were ready to, you know, hunt people down and hassle them and you know, tell them about our show, even though they don't want to hear it. But they kind of just stood back and, they were very responsive.
Yeah. And I think that is the good thing about Australia. We're, you know, I suppose we're more open in that and we can just chat about it. And I think that, you know, sometimes I know I bought tickets quite casually last year, and they were some of the best shows I'd seen in the festival.
Well, that's it. Yeah, you know, you should definitely take a punt. And, yeah,
absolutely. Now, Max and Ivan, you're playing your show, The Reunion, and it's on at the Melbourne Town Hall in the Powder Room.
Yes.
From March 27 to 20 April, and it's 8:30 every night except on a Sunday when you've got an earlier time at 7:30.
Dignified.
All the tickets are available at comedyfestival.com.au. I saw these guys last week in the gala. I suggest that you get yourself into town and go along and see Max and Ivan down at the town hall. Comedy Festival is in town and it's really a one to enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.